A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a picturesque Wednesday night. Not a cloud in sight here around the Jack as we get ready to play game two of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7:05 first pitch here from the Jack. Daytona last night came from 2-0 and 4-2 down to earn a victory, snapped the three-game losing streak with a 10-6 triumph. Daytona's and 14 hits, also matched the season best with three home runs hit in that ball game last night. Also had their first back-to-back home runs in almost a full year. So Daytona's offense was kicking in full gear. They have added some insurance to their pitching staff again today. Reynaldo Cruz, who was placed on the IL last week after having a wisdom tooth removed, has been activated off the injured list today. No word on whether or not he'll throw, but he is back on the active roster for Daytona, so the roster back to the full 30. Julian Aguiar will get the ball for Daytona tonight. 1-1, a 2-1-2 ERA. Gave up two runs, one earned, struck out six against the Mets last week. Right-hander Edgar Sanchez will get the ball for the Hammerheads tonight. Sanchez 2-0, a 1.8 ERA, coming off back-to-back wins, once as a starter, once as a reliever in his last two appearances. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, for those of you that missed it yesterday, we had a chance to sit down with one of the offensive stars from last night's game. Hayden Jones had another multi-hit game, his third in the last four. You'll hear from him when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and Jupiter, Reds and Marlins in Florida State League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside Tortugas left-handed swinging catcher. That is Hayden Jones. Hayden, welcome back here to Daytona Beach. Hard to believe we already have a month in the books. How's it been so far, your first month in full season ball?
No, it's been great, you know, being out, being able to play in front of fans again, and just, you know, back in Florida, kind of nice weather going in and out, and just being able to play ball. That's what we want to do, and that's what we're paid to do, so that's the best part of it.
One of the things I've talked a lot with your teammates over the year and over the last couple of years for you guys as ball players, there hasn't been very many normal moments. 2020 was very unusual. Nothing about last year was usual between college and your pro career. What's it been like for you coming into this season, having somewhat of a normal routine in the off season and
you know, being on a regular schedule, I guess, when it comes to going to the field and being a ball player?
It's definitely been a lot easier with just being able to show up, not having to do a bunch of stuff on apps and everything, saying if you're sick or not. It's definitely a lot easier. You can just focus on just showing up and playing, and when you're away from the field, you're away from the field. You have to do all this other small stuff. And so it definitely makes it a lot easier, especially when we're at home. We can just be ourselves and just get our work in, and not have to really worry about anything else but just working out, being with our families and everything. So that's what has made it a lot easier than in 2020 and everything.
One of the other benefits has been days like yesterday on a league-wide off day on Monday, is you guys have a little more time to, you know, explore your surroundings and enjoy life outside of the ballpark. Have you enjoyed your off days so far this season? Have you done anything? Have you added the energy to go out and to be active in and around Volusia County?
Yes. About, you sleep in till about like 1, 2 o'clock, and then you start getting back up and everything. So that's the nice part, is you go to bed early, but you wake up late. So you definitely, you recharge the battery, that's for sure. But no, my family has been down here, so we went and drove on the beach a couple times and went to the Daytona 500. Did the tour there, so we've done a good amount of stuff on the off days and everything. So it's been fun trying to get out and see more of the area, not just stay up in the house and watch movies all day. But so it's been nice.
And you mentioned your family. Cutters had their families have the opportunity to come out and see them play in the Arizona Complex League last year. Did they get a chance to come out to see you there? And if not, what's it been like getting a chance to have them around as a pro ball player for the first time?
It's definitely been different. Being in college, they could get out more, but now it's my dad's not able to get out just because he's coaching college team back home. But my mom, she came down for the opening series and Palm Beach series. And same with my grandma. She lives in Florida, so she was able to come see. And my uncle came down with my mom. So it's hit and miss who can come. And my fiance, she'll come over in end of May. So it's kind of just whenever they want to, they just show up. And it makes it nice because, you know, you have support. And it's hard enough job as it is, just you – whether you do good or bad, the next day is harder than the past. So it's just nice to have something that can erase your mind or take your mind away from just the game when you get off the field. So that's been nice. In Arizona, my dad was able to show out or come out at the instructs. So that was nice. He could finally see me and my start of my pro career. So.
And speaking of support, you hit your first professional home run this past week in St. Lucie, and there was a great reaction on social media from all your friends, family, former teammates, what have you, from all your different stops across your baseball tenure. How did it feel when it came off the bat, when you finally saw it sail out for that first home run, and what's it like for you? Obviously, you've had a lot of people in your corner for a long time, but it's always got to be special to turn on your phone and see so many people ecstatic for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely it gets you, it erases basically all those bad or negative parts that are in your game, whether it was the day before or the next day, that you can just look back and be like, there's always positive that you can look at. And having the support and everything back home, some of my closest friends, and you know, they're true friends. And I mean, you saw them show out on social media and everything. Those are your true friends, and you find out who they are quickly, and they stay by your side. And I wouldn't be where I am without them. But no, coming off that bat, I was hard out of the box and everything. I did not expect it to be going out, and I kind of did. I'm like, what the heck's going on? People are fine. I'm like, oh crap, that went out. And I got back in the line, that went out by a long shot. I'm like, oh, okay. But no, it felt good and everything. Finally getting that first, I had my first one in spring training, but that one was definitely better than the spring training one.
One final question for you, Hayden. You talked about your dad and your relationship with him. Your dad, you mentioned a college coach, was a former college ball player, played briefly in the minor leagues in the Padres system. What's it like now being a pro ball player? Was there any advice your dad gave you as you were going through that process leading up to signing with Cincinnati? And how cool is it that, you know, both you and your dad can now say, you know, you're professional ball players?
Yeah, no, definitely. We've always been super close, and he's always pushed me to play 2 to 3 years up when I was coming into high school and everything, ever since I started, really. But he's always supported me and kind of lead me in the right direction, whether it was from going to college instead of signing at a high school, kind of just doing the right thing by getting me more mature before I just signed as a 18-year-old at that time. But now it's, you know, it was kind of 50-50 whether I was going to sign, just because it was a free agent deal and everything, and I could have gone for a lot more. Just some things during college season got messed up and everything, and just didn't work out. And but in the end, I'd much rather be doing this than being back in college again. That's for 100% sure. But no, he's been my backhand man. Same thing with my mom; they've been my full supporters, alongside with my fiance. But no, it's definitely nice to be able to say, you know, it's always a dispute between the two of us who's better. But I think I got him on this one. But you know, it'll always be. He'll always try to say he's better, but we all know who's the real better one.
Gotta love that friendly family competition, Hayden Jones. But such a pleasure to have him here in Daytona Beach this season. We're thrilled to have him. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppies, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as your Daytona Tortugas take the field here on this Wednesday night. And so with that being the case, we will step aside once again. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and we'll have the all-important first pitch. Tortugas and Hammerheads coming your way in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Twilight sky on this Wednesday evening. It is just about baseball time here at the Jack. And as Julian Aguiar begins to go through his warm-ups on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Jose Salas, the DH tonight. He leads off. Khalil Watson is over at short, batting second. Kyler Castillo reached base five times yesterday. He'll bat third and be in right field. Brady Allen, the center fielder, cleans up. Christian Rodriguez will bat fifth and be at third base. Javier Sanoja is at second in the sixth spot. Cameron Barstad will bat seventh behind the plate. Zach Zubia is at first base in the eighth spot. And Anahuates Santos will bat ninth and be in left field with Edgar Sanchez on the mound for the Hammerheads. As for Daytona, their starting lineup tonight, put together by Gookie Dawkins. Gus Steiger leads off once more at short. Austin Hendrick, right fielder, batting second. Jay Allen, the second, will be in the three spot in center. Jamal O'Gwin cleans up in left field. No Yerlin Confidan after leaving early last night. Ruben Ibarra in the five hole at first base. Misha Jones behind the plate, batting seventh. Danny Lantigua is in the eighth spot over as the DH. And Rainey Reyes will bat ninth and be at second base. On the mound for Daytona tonight, it is the 6 foot, 188-pound righty, Julian Aguiar. Aguiar will turn 21 next month out of Long Beach, California. Reds' 12th round pick last year from Cypress Junior College in the Golden State, making his fifth appearance, fourth start of the year tonight. 1-1 record, a 2-1-2 ERA, 14 hits in 17 innings, just three walks and 24 strikeouts. Jose Salas will lead off for Jupiter in the top half of the first inning. Switch hitter batting lefty, right-hander Aguiar set the windup, and our first pitch of the night is foul towards the Hammerheads first base dugout, and we're underway at 7:07 Eastern time. Salas last night 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, was also hit by a pitch. The 0-1. And Salas skies one in the air, left-hand side over by the bleachers. It is 0-2. Salas hitting a .192 in 20 games, 14-for-73. Three doubles, a homer, and three RBIs. Aguiar straddles the mound. Now the 0-2 from the righty. And that one on the inside corner at 95. Got him looking. Three pitches, three strikes, one out is how the day begins for Julian. Now it is the Marlins' first round pick from last summer, Khalil Watson. Watson 0-for-5 yesterday with a run scored. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Third baseman Triana in and off the line in the first pitch. Off speed, down and out of the zone, but Watson chases it anyway. It is 0-1. Khalil hitting at .263 in 19 games. Six doubles, five homers, 18 RBIs. The 0-1, and Watson swings through a changeup down in 84, 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Aguiar tonight, left to right of the outfield. Those are the three pitches he swung through for the strikeout. I'm going to say Julian wasn't even facing him, and I think that was more a Khalil with Khalil thing than anything that had to do with Daytona. So now Kyler Castillo reached base five times yesterday, and he fouls the first pitch off the grandstand. It is 0-1. Castillo comes into the day batting at .429 in 15 games, 18-for-42. The 0-1, another breaking ball down, waved at and missed, 0-2. Castillo, five extra base hits, a homer, and seven RBIs so far this season. Righty readies, the 0-2. This one a tapper back towards the mound. Aguiar out in front of the hill towards the third base side. Fields and throws overhand to first base for the out to retire the side. Aguiar retires Jupiter in order on 10 pitches in the first. Gets a couple of strikeouts in the process. Through a half an inning, Jupiter nothing. Here come the Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. In the Dominican Republic, as here is Austin Hendrick. Hendrick, team season high, three RBIs last night. On that three-run inside the park home run in the fifth inning. 2-for-5. Also had a double in that three RBI game. And the first pitch spins across outside corner. Count 0-1. Hendrick comes into play today, batting at .254 in 20 games. Seven extra base hits, four homers, nine batted in. As Hendrick takes maybe a little bit high or low, it is 1-1. Sanchez making his fourth appearance, third start for the Hammerheads tonight. The 1-1. That pitch off the inside corner, 2-1. Sanchez, 2-0, a 1.8 ERA, 14 hits in 15 innings. 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. A 2.46 opponent average as Hendrick pulls one on the ground wide of first. And the count now 2-2. Defensive alignment behind Sanchez tonight, left to right of the outfield, Anahuete Santos. Brady Allen, Kyler Castillo. Third to first around the infield, Christian Rodriguez, Khalil Watson, Javier Sanoja, and Zach Zubia as that breaking ball down and in gets Hendrick swinging. And much like Aguiar in the top of the frame once more, back-to-back Ks is how the right-hander begins his night. Two-way. Now it is Jay Allen the second. Allen, third straight multi-hit game last night. Was 2-for-4, scored a couple of runs, had an RBI in the first inning. First pitch from Sanchez, outside 1-0. Cameron Barstad doing the catching tonight behind the plate for the Hammerheads. First base side, rocks the righty, and Allen takes a strike on the inside corner. Some boos from the crowd behind home plate, 1-1. Righty winds and deals. And Allen takes outside. It is 2-1. Clear skies up above us here, but the entire field bathed in shadows because there is a giant gray cloud off behind the third base side as Allen hits one in the air to right. Back goes Castillo, spinning around, now gets himself situated and makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. Both pitchers retire the side in order. Aguiar did it in 10. Sanchez needed two more to do the same. Through one, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network. On Tuesday, May 3rd, for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second, scoreless ball game here on this Wednesday night, second game of this series. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Hammerheads will have the heart of their lineup due up in the frame. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transit since 1983. Brady Allen, Christian Rodriguez, Javier Sanoja, lefty-lefty-righty. Rather righty-lefty-righty, the three duo up in the inning. Allen's one of those unique cases, throws left-handed but bats right-handed. He'll lead off in the inning against Aguiar. And the first pitch on the inside corner. It is 0-1. Allen had a couple of RBIs last night, was 2-for-5. Also scored a run but did strike out thrice. The 0-1 from Aguiar. This one hit in the air right center field. Over to his right, Hendrick. Back into his left, Allen. Hendrick calling for it. And he'll run it down, makes the catch chest high for the first out of the second inning. Nice read by Hendrick. Jay Allen was in the vicinity as well in case things went wrong. So here is Rodriguez. Rodriguez had an RBI double last night, was 1-for-5. Comes into the game hitting at 194. No homers, two RBIs. Rodriguez, 19 games 13 for 67. First pitch of the at-bat off the outside corner, 1-0. Umpiring crew here tonight. A little bit different than what it was at the start of the game yesterday. For those of you who remember, Connor McKenna was the home plate umpire. Suffered a lower body injury in the first inning, could not continue. So Christian Argueza was the lone umpire the final eight innings of the game as that pitch way up and away. And all the way to the backstop on a fly, 2-0. Connor is still waiting on some medical reports back. So he is not umpiring tonight. The 2-0 yanked foul. First baseline, 2-1. Connor is here, but not in uniform umpiring tonight. Behind the plate, the man who took over for him yesterday, Christian Argueza, and Alex Laurie is the base umpire tonight. The 2-1. Off the plate inside, three balls and one strike. On the Marlins, third baseman. Aguiar's only walked three batters in his entire career entering today. The 3-1. And Rodriguez fouls it away. It's a full count. Aguiar coming into the night. 25 and two-thirds innings, and all three walks came in that game against Bradenton back on the 22nd of April. Bases empty, one out in the second, the payoff pitch. And this is a ground ball up the middle. Reyes to his right, can't make the play. I don't know if it hit his glove, but it glanced off his shin and rolls into left center. And Rodriguez will slide into second base as he's there ahead of any potential throw. So it'll be a straight two-base error against Rainey Reyes that allows Rodriguez to reach. And the Hammerheads have the game's first base runner. So one on, nobody out, rather one out. And now it is the second baseman, Javier Sanoja. Did not play in last night's lid lifter. And the first pitch to him here tonight is a knee-high strike at 93, 0-1. Sanoja hitting at a .183 in 16 games, 11 for 60, a double, no homers, and five RBIs. Righty looks towards second, sets above the belt, the 0-1. And that one off the outside corner, 1-1. Right now in Daytona Beach, nearing the bottom of this 7 o'clock hour. Blue skies above, some clouds off towards the third baseline. Lights on here at the stadium. 1-1, and Sanoja off the hands. Sends it to the netting, it's a ball and two strikes. 83 degrees right now in Daytona Beach, according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 84. 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the east, American flag out in center. Pretty much at a standstill, flag is wrapped around the pole. Reyes holds on the runner, the 1-2. And Aguiar bounces a curveball down and away. It is two balls and two strikes. Daytona tonight, home white uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back, powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Now the 2-2. That one skips off home plate. Blocked again by Jones. It's a full count. Aguiar has those white pants all the way down to his ankles. Black and white Nike cleats dug into the stadium mound. The payoff pitch, and he got him swinging. Fastball up and in at 94. And Aguiar collects his third K tonight. Two down now in the second. Man remains at second. And a scoreless game for Cameron Barstad. Barstad 1-for-2 last night with a double and a run scored. And an RBI and a walk, also struck out once. Barstad entering the night hitting at a .186 in 13 games. 8-for-43. Righty against lefty, and the first pitch, outer half a strike at 93. It is 0-1. Barstad, four doubles, no homers, four RBIs. Entering this Wednesday evening. Rodriguez reached on the error. He is at second. The 0-1. And Barstad swings late, able to grab a tiny piece of it on its way by. And the count now 0-2. Zach Zubia, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Aguiar got those long black sleeves on either end of that jersey top. Green cap, green bill for Daytona tonight. White block D logo on the front, the 0-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Fastball away at 95, fourth strikeout tonight for Aguiar, and he works around the one-out error in the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on the E4 at the end of one and a half. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% shell shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, scoreless contest here in Daytona Beach. Series continues tomorrow. It's going to be a wild one at the Jack as Cinco de Mayo and a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday collide. Biggest party in Central Florida making their way back to Daytona Beach on a Cinco de Mayo Thursday. Drink specials, draft beers, fountain sodas starting at just a dollar. We'll have live music on the third base Riverwalk pregame tomorrow as well. Gates open at 6, 7:05 first pitch as Jamal O'Quinn takes inside for ball one. Get your tickets, call 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com. The 1-0 to Jamal. Strike outside corner 1-1. O'Quinn last night picked up a skyscraping double. Also scored a run and struck out, was 1-for-4. The righty is 1-0, and O'Quinn chases one off the inside corner. It's now 1-2. O'Quinn, 6-for-27 in Daytona in 9 games. That's a .222 average as Sanchez strikes him out. Pitch down and in at 78. And O'Quinn is the third strikeout victim for Edgar tonight. Ruben Ibarra getting a rousing ovation from the crowd. Everyone thrilled last night to watch Ibarra park his first home run of the season. His first multi-hit game of the year last night as well. Scored a couple of runs. Also had a single at 116 miles an hour. Check swing. Peel down to the base umpire. Did not go. It's 1-0. Ibarra entering the night hitting at 197 in 21 games. The 1-0. Down and away, 2-0. 15 for 76 offensively, two doubles, a homer, and eight RBIs. Sanchez from the first base side of the slab. Now the 2-0, and Ibarra with another laser to left, but right at Santos. And he'll make the catch at his collarbone for the second out. Another one almost assuredly off the bat at triple digits from Rubin. Two up, two down. Michelle Triana stepping in. Triana last night for Daytona. One for four with a strikeout. Hitting 194 in 19 games as he takes inside for ball one. Triana 14 for 72. Three doubles, no homers, and five batted in. Both infielders on the left-hand side bunched up for him to pull. This one on the ground is second. Sanoha doesn't have to move an inch, and he'll throw on to first to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona for the second straight frame. Sanchez retires them on nine pitches after two. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Neither team has allowed a base hit as we move to the third inning. 8-9-1 due up for the Hammerheads as we play on. It's May the 4th, 2022. Nice little skit by our mascot Sheldon on the field. Had Sheldon dressed up as the Mandalorian and Grogu out there on the field as well. Well done, as Zubio will lead off. And the first pitch to him on the inside corner is strike 0-1. Zubia last night was 0-2, did walk twice. Tall right-handed batter. Aguiar straddles the hill. Now the 0-1. And Zubia skies one in the air to center. Back into his left, Allen. Slowing down, and he'll make the catch over his shoulder for the first out of the third inning. Nice running play by Jay. And one quick out in the third brings up the nine-hitter, Anahuetes Santos. Santos did not play in the opening game of the series last night. Comes into the night hitting at 268 in 13 games, 11 for 41. Three doubles, two triples, no homers, seven RBIs. Returning player takes one down by his shoelaces. It is 0-1. Santos, last year with the Hammerheads, appeared in 34 games at just 163. As he takes a strike at the knees, it is 1-1. Santos originally signed out of the Dominican by the Red Sox in 2018. The 1-1 outside and a called strike up and away. Had me fooled, it's 1-2. I came over to the Marlins in January of 2020 in a trade for former Hammerhead right-hander Austin Bryce. The 1-2 pitch, and this one reached for, hit on the ground a second. Reyes in it to his left, and he'll get the hustling Santos for the second out. Two up, two down for Julian in the third. And back to the top of the order in Jose Salas. Salas, one of the top young prospects in Miami's system. Entered the season number 8, according to Baseball America. And number 8 by MLB.com. First pitch to the switch hitter. Low below the knees, 1-0. Aguiar making his second straight start. Rather, third straight start, I should say, the 1-0. On the inside corner, 1-1. No decision in that game against St. Lucie last Thursday. Two runs, one earned on four hits, struck out 6 in 4 innings. 70% strike, says this one ripped down the right field line. That's the first hit of the ball game into the right field corner. Hendrick quickly fields and fires in, cut off by Steiger. It's a two-out double for Jose Salas, and the Hammerheads have the game's first hit. He has his first hit of the series, double number 4 on the year, and Jupiter with a man in scoring position and two away for Khalil Watson. Salas able to get his hands inside on that pitch and able to barrel it up into right field. And so the Hammerheads have a man aboard. And the inning continues for the youngster Watson. Watson turned 19 last month. He's about 2 weeks younger than Chase Petty, last night's starter for Daytona. Aguiar from the stretch, middle of the hill, and his curveball down and in, 1-0. Watson foregoing a commitment to NC State to sign his contract with the Marlins as a first rounder last year. One-oh pitch. This one breaks his bat back towards the mound. Aguiar fields first base side, and no underhand flip after a jog to first. And Watson retired to end the inning. So the Hammerheads get a two-out, two-bagger from Salas, but can't do anything with it as he's left aboard. No runs, a hit, one left after 2.5. It is still scoreless here from Daytona Beach.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third, Daytona's offense back to work. Edgar Sanchez has retired the first 6 batters of the game in a row on 21 pitches. Jones, Lantigua, and Reyes, the 3 due up in the inning. Hayden, 2-for-4 last night with the go-ahead RBI in the 6th. And the first pitch fastball from Sanchez cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Now the 0-1. And that slips up and away. It is 1-1. Jones, a run scored as well in the series opener yesterday. The 1-1. Jones pulls one foul towards the Hammerheads' first base dugout. It'll be 1-2. Sanchez threw out of the bullpen in his last outing. That was a week ago today against Palm Beach. Earned the win, gave up 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits in 4 innings. Walked 3 and struck out 3. The 1-2 pitch got him swinging. Out in front of a slow-moving breaking ball. And Jones down on strikes, fourth K tonight for Sanchez. Danny Lantigua stepping in. Lantigua came in as a pinch hitter for Confidant in the middle innings last night. Struck out on 3 pitches, and then on the next pitch he saw it, a 2-run home run in the 7th as he takes high and away for ball one. Danny's first home run of the year. It was 1-for-2, the 1-0. And that one up and away to the switch hitter. 2 balls and no strikes. Lantigua enters the night hitting at .162 in 12 games. 6-for-37. Double a homer and 4 RBI. The 2-0. And Lantigua can't get around on the high fastball. It is 2-1. Jupiter tonight wearing the alternate black uniforms again. Hammerheads across the chest in white, the 2-1. That fastball runs high, 3-1. White numerals on the back, orange border. White piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Now the 3-1. And Lantigua can't get around once more on the fastball up. It's a full count. Sanchez has those gray pants down to his ankles. Black piping along the side of them. The payoff pitch, and Lantigua takes one on the inside corner for strike 3 call. 92 with movement in. And Lantigua down looking. Make that 5 Ks tonight for Edgar. First one of the backwards K variety. And now it is Rainey Reyes. Reyes got out of a funk last night with a ground rule double. Also had a sack fly. As that one off the plate and low. Count 1-0. Rainey 4-for-38 on the year offensively with a double and 2 batted in. 1-0 pitch to Reyes. Breaking ball low. It is 2-0. Hammerheads have those black caps, black bills on tonight. Silver J Fishhook logo. Hammy the Hammerhead to its right. As Reyes looks at a strike 2-1. That pinkish red lighthouse behind both. 2-1. Ray has a hard ground ball up the middle. Watson to his left, loses his footing from his knees, throws to first, not in time. Fact that Watson was able to make a strong enough and accurate enough throw was impressive enough. But Rainey Reyes will have an infield hit for the first knock tonight for the Tortugas. So Daytona has a base runner. There was a little pause. Something happened with Barstad's equipment. Had to go back to the Hammerhead dugout for a brief moment. So Daytona with their first base runner tonight. And back to the top of the order, and Gus Steiger struck out his first time. Gus coming into play today on a 6-game hitting streak. Runner goes first pitch, and Steiger drives one deep down the right field line, but has too much backspin on it and lands foul off that retaining fence. To the left of the Budweiser bullpen. So the count 0-1 on Gus. Steiger has hit in 6 straight and 5, or rather 11 of his last 12. Had a 5-game hit streak that was snapped in the opening game of that Mets series last week. Steiger, during this 12-game run, which he's had hits in 11 of those 12 games, hitting .372. 5 of his 9 RBIs, the 0-1. Steiger late this time. 93 on the corner in. It is 0-2. Sanchez, according to the folks at Brooks Baseball, sinker, curveball, changeup. Seen a lot of that fastball with good movement tonight. Trying to strand a man aboard in the third. The 0-2 to Gus, down and away. Snap throw behind Reyes, and I think Zubia missed the tag. as he tried to swipe at Reyes going by. And the count 1-2, Reyes back safely. Steiger, those white pants rolled up below his knees. Got those tall Tortuga green socks. Runner goes once more. 1-2, got him swinging. On the Uncle Charlie, down and away, had good 11-5 movement. And Sanchez strikes out 3 in the inning to work around a 2-out 9. No runs, a hit, 1 left. After 3, still no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Kyler Castillo to lead off for Jupiter in the top of the fourth, scoreless ball game here in Daytona Beach. And the first pitch of the inning is down and away, fastball. Count 1-0. Castillo retired for the first time in this series. In the first, grounded out back to Aguiar. 3-4-5 due up to 1-0. On the outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Mentions here at the Jack for those who have never been. But first, Aguiar seems composed. Now the 1-1. And a curveball strike inside corner at 78. It is 1-2. It's 317 down the left field line. 400 to dead center. 325 to the pole and right. The 1-2. Castillo takes outside. With the heat, it is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. About 10 to 11 foot fences around the outfield. Beautiful view of the bridge beyond the center field wall. Connecting mainland to beachside in Daytona is Castillo. A hard line drive up the middle, and oh, what a catch! Randy Reyes up the middle to his right. That ball nearly took Aguiar's head with it. And Reyes able to make the play on a backhand for the first out. I don't know if Reyes caught that ball or the ball caught him. Either way, Daytona has the first out of the inning. 99 miles an hour off the bat on that line drive. First pitch to Brady Allen, a strike knee high. And it is 0-1. Also got a sand volleyball court out beyond the center field wall, public court. Whole bunch of people out there playing around right now as there's a strike. It is 0-2. And Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a man-made island here in Daytona Beach. The 0-2. Down and away, 1-2. Some great photos in the Tortugas offices across the street of how this plot of land has developed over the years. Courthouse beyond the right field wall. Library out and left. And the volleyball court out in center. This one pulled on the ground at third. Triana towards the line fields and makes a strong, accurate throw to get him for the second out. Two away. Now the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez, reached on the Reyes error in the second inning. 0 for 1. Also have some tennis courts out beyond that east gate towards the intersection of East Orange and Jackie Robinson Way. As the first offering to Rodriguez, a breaking ball low, 1 and 0. One of the best views in minor league baseball, bar none. 1-0. Rodriguez takes in the dirt, 2-0. It's interesting reading about Rodriguez, top 30 prospect in the Marlins system. Played last year in the FCL, only hit 218. Did not hit a home run. But one of the phrases in his scouting report from Baseball America is that a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. Outer half, 2-1. Was talking about his bat speed and power, quote, waiting it to be tapped, and that his stats alone don't tell the full story. 2-1. This one, a ground ball up the middle. Charging is Steiger to his left. Behind the second base bag, throws to first to end the inning. Wondered if that ball would careen off the pillow at second, but took a nice hop over the bag. Made an easier play for Gus. And the side retired in the fourth on 13 pitches. 3.5 complete. Still no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Austin Hendricks set to bat to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Still no score here in Daytona Beach. And the first pitch of the frame from Sanchez. The old 55-foot curveball bounces behind the plate. It is 1-0. Justin Rock with you here on this Wednesday night. No score. Hendrick, Allen, O'Gwynn. 2-3-4 due up in the inning for the Tortugas. Righty against lefty, the 1-0. And that fastball, good downward movement away. And Hendrick can't connect. It's 1-1. Sanchez, according, as we said before, to Brooks Baseball. Sinker, curveball, changeup. That all based on the StatCast data. As that one fouled at the first baseline, 1-2. Signed by the Marlins out of the Dominican in 2017. Last year played in the Complex League. Actually made 3 relief outings with the Hammerheads as Hendrick strikes out. Another curveball at 78. And Sanchez has another K. That is 7 tonight for him. A season high for the righty. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Allen flied out to right his first time 0 for 1 tonight. Righty against righty, and the first pitch. Another Uncle Charlie down and away. It is 1-0. Allen hitting 389 in his last five games. On a season high, tying four-game hit streak entering the day. Is that outside 2-0? 7-4 his last 14, dating back to that Mets series. 2-0. And Allen lifts one in the air, first base side. Zubia coming in up the line towards home, now backing up a step or two. And over his left shoulder, reels it in for the second out. So Allen retired on a couple of pop flies. And now the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin struck out in his first plate appearance, 0-for-1. Hammerheads in the black, Daytona in the home whites. Find it no surprise as the first pitch to O'Gwin, low, 1-0. That O'Gwin also coming up to a notorious B.I.G. song. He and Ruben Ibarra's friendship dating back to their high school days in California. As that one high and tight, 2-0, played on some travel teams together, played area code games together. Stayed friends throughout college. O'Gwin at USC. Ibarra at San Jose State, as that high and tight, 3-0. Ibarra on deck. And here they are all these years later in the same organization on the same team, batting back-to-back in the lineup. And O'Gwin chose a Biggie song to come up to. He goes with Hypnotize. Ibarra going with, of course, Big Papa. As O'Gwin takes a strike inside corner, it's 3-1. But it's no surprise they've been friends for so long. Two of the most bubbly, infectious personalities you could ever hope to be around. As that one grounded foul third base side. And the count full, 3-2. Righty from the first base side, the payoff pitch. And O'Gwin takes low, ball four. And he's on with a two-out walk. Jamal's eye has been sublime since joining the Tortugas at the tail end of that Bradenton series. O'Gwin with that walk has now earned 9 free passes in 10 games with the team. Here's Ruben Ibarra, lined out sharply to left on a 106-mile-an-hour line drive, his first time up. And the first pitch he sees hits him right in the back. 74-mile-an-hour curveball. Got him right between the nines. If you're going to get hit by a pitch, that's the one to get nailed on. Clearly no intent there from Sanchez. As Daytona with a couple of base runners on and two out for Michelle Triana. This has been one of Michelle's biggest problems this season, has been batting with runners in scoring position. Grounded out to second his first time. Comes into play today, just 2-for-26 with runners in scoring position this season. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. And the first pitch is swung on and driven in the air. Left center field. Back goes Allen, away back at the warning track, and it's off the base of the wall. There's a base hit with runners in scoring position. O'Gwin scores. Ibarra runs through the stop sign, and he scores without a play anyway. Two-run double for Michelle Triana, RBI 6-7. And right on cue, Daytona has a 2-0 fourth-inning lead. Make that 3-4-27. With runners in scoring position this season, 104 miles an hour off the bat. Ibarra got a great break from first base. Lenny threw up a stop sign over at third, but Ibarra trudged right on through it. And the Hammerheads had some trouble getting it in from left center field. And that allowed him to score. And Daytona has the lead by a pair. Another two-out rally for the Tugas as Hayden Jones swings and fouls it out of play towards the Riverwalk, 0-1. That happened last night on the back-to-back home runs by Lantigua and Ibarra. A two-out base hit is time called by the catcher, Barstad. There are two outs, a base hit, a home run, and then another one. They'll put the game on ice for Daytona late yesterday as the Snapdragon from Sanchez low. It is 1-1. A walk, a hit batter, and Triana brings them both in with a double. He stands at second, the 1-1, and Jones saucers one left field. Back into his left, Santos backpedaling and makes the catch by the converted infielder right before he ranges onto the warning track to end the inning. But Daytona, a little two-out spark, a walk, a hit batter, and Triana brings them both home with a double. After 4-2 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Julian Aguiar working into the fifth for the second time this season. He'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Hammerheads order. Javier Sanoja to lead off, struck out his first time up. Righty's first pitch of the inning is a snapdragon in for a strike, 0-1. Through four tonight, Jupiter no runs a hit, no errors. They have left two. Daytona two runs, two hits, an error. They have stranded a pair as well, the 0-1. And a weak swing and a miss. Another curveball from Aguiar, 0-2. Take a look around the FSL on this Wednesday night here in the fifth inning. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Here's the 0-2 from Julian. And Sanoja reaches for one, pops it in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Ibarra makes the running catch before he ends up running into that chalked-off area. That serves as the Jupiter auxiliary dugout. Nice running play by Ruben. And Sanoja retired on the foul pop for the first out of the fifth inning. Now it is Cameron Barstad. Catcher struck out his first time, 0-1. Mets playing at Roger Dean tonight against the Cardinals. As Barstad takes high 1-0, Mets a 3-1 lead through five. Mets a league best 15-7 record entering the day. The 1-0. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Carlos Dominguez has homered again. He's homered three times in the first two games of that series. He clubbed a pair of home runs in the Daytona series. He now has eight on the year. Two-run shot for the Mets outfielder. 2-0. Barstad swings away and over the netting towards the bleachers. It is 2-1. Mike Vassell getting the start for the Mets tonight. Trent Baker, the starter for the Cardinals. Julian's 2-1. And a snapdragon low. It is three balls and one strike. Dunedin at home tonight against Clearwater. Threshers a 7-4 advantage in the bottom of the sixth. Aguiar's 3-1. And Barstad hits it hard, but very foul. Over towards the Halifax River, it's a full count. For those of you wondering, the Halifax River surrounds Daytona's Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Behind third base, a little bit beyond the left field batting cages, and then again way beyond the right field wall. Payoff pitch, and Barstad another hard line drive foul. And we'll do it again. Clearwater a 7-4 lead in Dunedin. Daytona will travel to Clearwater next week for the only time this season. Kendall Simmons has homered twice in that game for the Threshers. He now has 4 on the year as that breaking ball got him looking. Strike 3. Snuck in the back door. And that curve had a nice left-hand turn to find the inside corner, or rather the outside edge. And Aguiar picks up another strikeout. That is 5 tonight for him, his first since the second inning. And now the first baseman, Zach Zubia. Zubia flied out to center his first time, 0-for-1. First pitch to the former Texas Longhorn is high for ball one. Blue Jays got a home run in that game today from Gabriel Martinez. Teoscar Hernandez, another rehab start for the Blue Jays down there. As that pitch off the outside edge, 2-0. Triple-A Louisville played a matinee today against the Indianapolis Indians, Pirates affiliate. Actually, no, looking at the wrong scoreboard. That one outside, 3-0, is getting ahead of myself. And now you know what happened in the Triple-A Louisville game when we do the Reds affiliate scoreboard next inning. We're sticking with the FSL here in the fifth. 3-0 to Zubia. And that one at the letters is strike 3-1. End of 6 in Lakeland. Flying Tigers and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are tied at 2. Aguiar's 3-1. Curveball strike. That had some wicked movement from Zubia's hip to the inside corner. It's a full count. Aguiar trying to retire the side in order. The payoff pitch. Low ball 4. And Aguiar can't believe it. Can't hide the smile on his face. Just the 4th walk in his professional career. And it comes with 2 out in the top of the 5th inning. We'll see if the Marlins affiliate can spurn a 2-out rally like Daytona did in the top of the, rather bottom of the 4th. That is 4th walk in over 29 pro innings. As that pitch outside, Anahuete Santos 1-0. Santos grounded out to second base his first time. Ball gets loose from Daytona's left field bullpen. So time called. As we imagine, Reynaldo Cruz was activated off the injured list earlier today, up and throwing down the left field line. Aguiar, this will be pitch number 69 for him tonight. And that one is low for ball 2. Only other game going on in the league tonight is in Bradenton. Tampa a 3-1 lead as they play in the top of the 6th at Lee Comm Park. 2-0. Up and away, 3-0. So Aguiar has fallen behind 3-0 on the last 2 hitters and fell behind 3-1 before striking out Barstad after getting the first out of the inning on 3 pitches. 3-0. In the dirt, through the legs of Jones, ball 4. So Aguiar all of a sudden has walked 2 in a row. And the Hammerheads have the tying runs on for the top of the lineup in Jose Salas. There definitely are some eerie similarities with how these innings unfolded with Daytona in the bottom of the 4th. And now the Hammerheads in the top of the 5th. Couple of 2-out base runners without a hit. It's on Askadov, the Tortugas pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the starter. The Tampa a 3-1 lead in Bradenton against the Marauders tonight as they play in the 6th inning. That's your look around the FSL. Daytona came into play today, third in the East. A game back of Jupiter for second, five back of the league best Mets for first. Bradenton came into Wednesday a half game up on Fort Myers in the West, with Lakeland, Tampa, and Clearwater all tied for third, two and a half games back. So Naskadov says what he needs to. Former high school teacher and high school coach, has coached baseball at seemingly every level humanly possible. Has had an incredible career to get to this point in Daytona Beach. Trying to help Aguiar get through this fifth inning with the score still showing Daytona in front. Jose Salas doubled to right, his first, or rather last time up. And Aguiar's first pitch fastball up and away at 92. It's 1-0. Daytona trying to get Aguiar through the fifth. And then bring Cruz on with a clean inning in the sixth. The 1-0. Down and in, 2-0. Make that three straight batters. Actually, four straight batters. Aguiar has fallen behind 2-0. Hasn't been able to throw that breaking ball as consistently for a strike since the free pass to Zubia. Righty from the stretch. A look towards second, the 2-0. And this one crushed down the right field line. Fair or foul, one hop and off the fence. Zubio will score. Santos held at third. Throw in cut off by Ibarra behind first. Back-to-back doubles down the right field line for Jose Salas. And the Hammerheads are on the board. It's 2-1. Fourth RBI of the year for Jose. 110 miles an hour off the bat from the young shortstop serving as the DH tonight. And that will be all for Julian Aguiar, as Gookie Dawkins out of the third base dugout. And Aguiar will fall one out shy of qualifying for the win tonight. But bigger problems on Daytona's hands. Hammerheads have the tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. Two-out rally in progress. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Here comes Cruz on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches, with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all, with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
So a tough spot for Renardo Cruz to make his return in. Second and third, two out. And the Marlins' first-round pick from last year, Khalil Watson, stepping up. Hammerheads with three straight two-out base runners, a couple of walks, and then the double by Salas. And it'll be Khalil Watson, the first man to face Cruz. Watson 0 for 2 has struck out a broken bat ground ball to the pitcher. Righty from the first base side. First pitch and a nifty breaking ball. Watson nearly swung himself into a pretzel. It's 0-1. But I don't think Jones thought that was coming, and he goes out to the mound. Jones got crossed up on that pitch just like Watson did. So Cruz back off the IL today after being there for about a week after having his wisdom tooth pulled. Cruz making his fourth appearance, third out of the bullpen. No record, a 7.56 ERA. Five hits and eight in the third innings, eight walks, nine strikeouts. A 1.85 opponent average. Santos, the tying run at third. Salas, the go-ahead run at second. Long look from Cruz. The 0-1. And Watson laid on the fastball down at 95. It's 0-2. Cruz, last pitching in that Bradenton series. Gave up two runs, one earned on three hits. And three and a third innings, struck out a season-high five. First outing since the 21st of April as time is called at home plate. Shortstop Steiger playing behind the runner at second. Stationed up the middle for Watson. The 0-2 from Reynardo. Breaking ball high over the head of Jones, but ricochets right back to him. Off the padding, and Santos does not try and score. Daytona catches a break. That pitch sailed on Cruz. Jones could not get his glove up there. And luckily, the pitch thrown with enough velocity that it had a good return to sender effect. And that forces Santos, who can run a little bit, to hold up at third base. So Daytona remains in the lead, 1-2 the count. Righty fires, and this one a line drive back up the middle and through in his center field, a base hit. Santos scores to tie the game. Rounding third, scoring is Salas to give Jupiter the lead. It's a two-run single for Khalil Watson, RBIs 19 and 20 on the year. And the Hammerheads have their first lead of the game. It's 3-2. .102 miles an hour. Off the bat of Watson on that seeing eye single. And so Jupiter, as we somewhat surmised, similar start to their two-out rally, and they cash in to take the lead. Watson runs, pitch outside, throw down by Jones, a tag by Reyes late. Stolen base by Khalil Watson. Her successful swipe against Jones in the series. His fourth of the year. He's a perfect 4-of-4. And now a man at second and two out. And Jupiter looking to add to their lead. All three of those runs charged to Aguiar. Now the 1-0. And Castillo gets it off the hands. Out of play. First base side. 1-1. Castillo 0-for-2 tonight. Ground out to the pitcher. Line out to second on that great catch by Reyes. The 1-1. And Castillo takes a called strike, 1-2. Unofficial line. Should be just about official for Aguiar. 4 2/3. Three runs all earned on two hits. Two walks, five strikeouts. 74 pitches, 46 strikes tonight. 1-2 on Kyler Castillo. The righty deals, and this one tapped up the middle. Charging in is the shortstop, Steiger. Quick transfer, and he'll make the play at first to end the inning. But the Hammerheads are up for three runs, two hits, and one man left on base at the end of four and a half, halfway through. Jupiter 3, Daytona 2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
So after Edgar Sanchez gave up the lead to Daytona, now pitching with the lead for the first time tonight, as Danny Lantigua leads off and takes a fastball strike. Outside corner, it is 0-1. Lantigua, Reyes back to the top of the order in Steiger. Danny struck out looking his first time 0-1. Danny gets it off the hands towards the third base dugout, 0-2. Sun has mostly set here in Daytona Beach. Some gold issues if you look out way behind the Tortugas third base clubhouse. Is that one in the dirt? Swing and a miss by Lantigua. Barstad throws down. Nearly hit Danny with the throw. Had a lot of two-seam tail on it. But able to make the play cleanly is Zubia. And Lantigua retired on the strikeout 2-3. Another strikeout tonight for Edgar Sanchez. He has punched out 8 through 4 1/3 innings tonight. And the first pitch he throws to Reyes. Rainey thought about it, but it misses down and away. It is 1-0. Reyes, infield hit, his first time up. He is 1-1. Righty kicks and fires, and Reyes a chopper over the mound. Charging in second baseman Sanoha. And the sidearm throw on the move from the brown to green shaded turf. Wow. There's two out in the reaction there. Watson's throw to Sanoha sailed over Sanoha's glove, over the pitcher Sanchez's glove, and almost hit the umpire behind home plate. Everybody's all right. Nobody was harmed. It ends up just being something you laugh about instead. Base is empty for Steiger, 0-2. And the first pitch off the outside corner, it's 1-0. First baseman Zubia well off the line for Gus. The 1-0, and Steiger a ground ball back to the mound. Nice play by Sanchez. Stuck his glove out to his left-hand side and then runs to first, flips it to Zubia at the last minute. And Daytona goes in order despite some hard contact there from Gus in the inning. Seven pitches is all Edgar Sanchez needed to retire the side. Through five, Jupiter a 3-2 lead here from the Jack.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Renardo Cruz out for his first full inning of relief as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Hammerheads a 3-2 lead. Brady Allen, Christian Rodriguez, Javier Sanoja. The 3-2 up in the frame. Brady Allen from the right-hand side, 0-2. As fly to right, grounded at third, and the first pitch he sees in the sixth is off the inside corner, 1-0. Allen, fifth-round pick last year out of South Carolina, did not play after signing, 1-0. And Allen, a hard liner back through the box and into center field for a base hit. Allen plays it on a hop, and Brady Allen aboard with a leadoff single to begin the sixth inning. Now it's Christian Rodriguez, 0-2 tonight, has reached on an error and grounded out to short. Righty's first pitch to the lefty batter, and Rodriguez takes a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Third baseman Triana very off the line and a little bit behind the bat. The 0-1, and Rodriguez chases that down and away at 86. Might have been a changeup. It is no balls and two strikes. Give you a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this sixth inning as we near the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Lights on here at the stadium on a beautiful Wednesday night. Here's the 0-2. That one down and in. Nice sliding pick by Jones to keep the runner at first. It is 1-2. Reds, of course, playing today in Milwaukee. The 1-2. That one very high and away. Jones couldn't reach up high enough to grab all of it. Glances off his glove. And advancing to second on the wild pitch, Allen. Jones throws behind him. And Reyes a good job to block it on a hop to keep the runner there. So a wild pitch allows Allen to take second. And the count is now 2-2. But another day and another bevy of roster moves for the Reds. It has, you know, you could sort of joke about it a little bit in April, because it was just so absurd, the sheer number. But right now, the active roster in Major League Baseball is at 26, and the Reds have more than half of guys that would be on that 26-man roster currently on the injured list. As Rodriguez chases strike three. Off speed at 85. First strikeout tonight for Reynardo. First out in the sixth inning. And now the second baseman, Sanoja. Fouled out to first to lead off last frame, has also struck out. Joey Votto went on the IL yesterday. No designation, so you wonder if that's a COVID thing or some sort of illness. Sanoja foul tip into the glove of the catcher Jones. It is 0-1. But the Reds place Tyler Naquin on the COVID IL today. They scratched Nick Senzel from the lineup today as well. As that one bouncing, blocked again by Jones. And once more, the runner holds at second base and Brady Allen. The Reds did make a couple of transactions to fill spots on the roster at the major league level before tonight. As Cruz comes home, and that pitch high and inside at 94. It is two balls and one strike. The Reds playing at Miller Park tonight. Vladimir Gutierrez against Freddy Peralta. The Cy Young candidate last year, the 2-1, a line drive back up the middle and past the diving Reyes, a base hit. Allen rounds third. Jay Allen, the second, comes up throwing. Ball cut off behind the hill by Ruben Ibarra. It's an RBI base hit for Javier Sanoja, his sixth RBI of the year. And the Hammerheads have taken a two-run lead. It's 4-2. So the Hammerheads have scored four straight and have turned a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 lead. Now the catcher Cameron Barstad 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. The Reds and Brewers tied at 2 right now. Out there at Miller Park is that one up and away. It is 1-0. Actually, I stand corrected. It's no longer Miller Park. I think it's been that way for over a year now. American Family Field in Milwaukee. There's too many of that happening across the country now. Made a big stink about it during the winter with the Lakers. Is that pitch a strike inside corner? Jones throws down, and they got him. Feet first slide by Sanoja. He looked totally perplexed looking back at the base umpire, Laurie. But Sanoja gunned down at 2-6. And just like that, there are two away in the inning. Strike on Barstad. And Cameron swings through at that off-speed delivery at 84. It is 1-2. TJ Friedel in the lineup today, along with Alejo Lopez, the former Tortugas. 1-2. And that snapdragon bounces right in front of the batter's boxes. Two balls and two strikes. And a former Jupiter Hammerhead in the lineup for the Reds as well, and Colin Moran. But they scratched Senzel from the lineup. They put him on the IL as well today. So Naquin, Senzel, and Votto all on the IL in the last 24 hours for the Reds as Barstad strikes out on the breaking ball. And Cruz able to escape further damage in the sixth. Hammerheads do pick up another run on two hits. No errors, nobody left after 5.5, 4-2 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Edgar Sanchez back to work for Jupiter as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hammerheads in front by a pair. 2, 3, and 4 due up in the inning for the Tugas. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Austin Hendrick 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Will lead off against Sanchez in the sixth. Sanchez, Allen, O'Gwynn, the 3-2 up, and the first pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center. Back goes Allen, warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail to the left of the flagpole. Austin Endrick leaves the yard conventionally tonight to the same part of the yard. Fifth home run of the season for Austin Endrick. RBI number 10 ties him with Allen for the team lead. 106 miles an hour off the bat. And Daytona's back to within a run. It is 4-3. 106 off the bat, 413 feet out to dead center field. And Endrick already on the heels of his home run total from last season. We're not even a month and a half through the campaign. Here's Jay Allen, and he takes a called strike going one. Allen 0 for 2, a couple of pop flies to the right side, once to right, once to first. The 0-1. Allen tries to bunt himself aboard. Did he offer at it? Yes, he did, says the base umpire. Allen trying to plead his case, saying he was yanking it back as he ran outside the batter's box. But it is an 0-2 count. Sanchez comes home. And Allen lays off the sweeping bender. It is 1-2. But to follow up the Reds' affiliate scoreboard, now we started in the top of the inning. The roster moves the Reds made today. They selected a couple of contracts from AAA, the 1-2. And Allen swings and misses at the fastball, strike three. Nearly caught Barstad in the helmet on the follow-through. But Allen strikes out. First out for Sanchez in the sixth. For Edgar, that his ninth strikeout tonight. And those nine strikeouts, far and away, a career high for him. Previous high entering today was five. On several occasions, as O'Gwynn takes low for ball one. O'Gwynn has struck out and walked tonight. Also came around to score on the Triana double in the fourth. As O'Gwynn can't connect on the pitch inside, it is 1-1. Ronnie Dawson had his contract selected for the first time in his career, originally an Astros prospect. In his first year in the Reds organization, has done a nice job in Louisville. As O'Gwynn fouls it off at home plate, it's 1-2. And a former Daytona Cub joining the Reds major league roster, Albert Almora Jr. Worked with Albert in 2015. And he was in double A. Loved him. Glad to see him back in the majors this year. That one grounded foul, third base side, past Lenny Harris. And towards the Tortugas bullpen, 1-2. Bases empty, one out. Bottom of the sixth, Jupiter, a 4-3 lead. That game in Milwaukee still tied at two. Moran and Moustakas RBIs, the 1-2 pitch. And O'Gwynn takes the breaking ball on the inside corner. He can't believe it. 10th strikeout tonight for Edgar Sanchez. He thought that one was inside. So are the fans shouting back at Argueza tonight. And so two away in the sixth for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra line drive to left. He's also hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth inning, 0-4-1. Righty batter with an open stance. First pitch from Sanchez. Sweeps outside for ball one. We hinted at it earlier, but AAA Louisville played a matinee today against the Indianapolis Indians. Got to the double-digit win plateau with a 1-0 victory as Ibarra laid on 94 down. It is 1-1. Dawson and Almora actually both played for Louisville today in Indianapolis and are now meeting the Reds in Milwaukee. 1-1 outside, 2-1. And now you kind of hope one, if not both, get into the game just for the story's sake. Dawson went 1-for-4. He homered today in AAA for the only run Louisville scored in a 1-0 win. That one low, 3-1. And now he has his contract selected to the major league level for the first time in his career. Albert Almora Jr. had a base hit today as well. They hit 3-4 in the Louisville lineup. 3-1. Ibarra takes high ball 4, and he's on base again. Ibarra, another two-out free pass. And the tying run on for Daytona for Michelle Triana. Triana had been 2-for-26 with runners in scoring position before he came to bat in the fourth. And as soon as I got the words out of my mouth, Triana sent one flying over Allen's head in center for a two-run double. Gave the Tortugas a 2-0 lead at the time. Catcher Barstad out to the mound to have a quick conversation with Sanchez. A lefty up and throwing in the Hammerheads' right field bullpen. Louisville won 1-0 today. Lorenzo Cedrola and Chris Oki, the Tortuga alumni in the starting nine. Luis Castillo, speaking of Reds, made a rehab start there. And it went well. Righty's first pitch to Michel. Skips off home plate, smothered by Barstad, 1-0. Castillo, 4 1/3 innings, no runs, 3 hits. 2 walks, he struck out 7 through 76 pitches. Jared Solomon, Joel Kunal, Daytona alumni pitched in relief as that one up and away, 2-0. Solomon, inning and 2/3 scoreless. Kunal, a spotless ninth for his third save. Ibarra leads off first. Daytona a run in this frame on the Hendrick home run, the 2-0. And Triana a home run hack, foul tip into the glove of Barstad, 2-1. Double-A Chattanooga on the road, taking on the Rocket City Trash Pandas tonight. They're in the bottom of the fourth in Alabama. Chattanooga a 4-1 lead, 2-1. And Triana takes chest high, a strike, 2-2. Brandon Williamson getting the start for the Lookouts tonight. Mike Ciani, a solo home run, his third. Matt McClain, a solo blast, the former first-round pick, his sixth. And he gets him on the back foot, breaking ball. Edgar Sanchez with arguably the best outing of his professional career, a career-high 11 strikeouts tonight as he strands the tying run aboard in the sixth inning. One run, one hit, one left after six. It is 4-3 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Move along to the top of the seventh inning. Daytona trailing Jupiter 4-3. And now it is Zach Zubia to lead off in the seventh. And the first pitch to him. Down and away for ball one. Zubia, Santos, Salas, 8-9-1 due up in the inning for the Hammerheads. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, sweeping breaking ball from Reynardo. It is 1-1. Wrap up that look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Only games we haven't told you about are the games High A Dayton has played. As Zubia looks at a strikeout or half at 94, 1-2. High A Dayton playing a doubleheader today, got washed away yesterday. 1-2. Outside with the breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Dayton had to play eight innings in game one, but was able to walk it off for 8-7 win over the Lake County Captains Guardians affiliate. This one off the end of the bat in a right and over the head of Reyes for a hit. Hendrick fields and tosses in on a bounce. Zach Zubia on base for the second time tonight. His first hit, and the Hammerheads have the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Anahuhedes Santos will step in. Ground ball to second and a walk tonight, 0-1. But Dayton winning it. Reese Hines scoring on a wild pitch. Reese Hines had originally tied it with a knock as that one left up to Santos 1-0. Dayton, their 17th win of the year. Former Tortuga Reese Hines also homered twice in that game. Was 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored, 2 homers, and 3 RBIs. Swing and a miss there from Anahuetis. It is 1-1. Jose Torres, Eli De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Alex McGarry, Justice Thompson, all Tortuga alumni in the Dayton lineup in game one. The 1-1. This one reached for on the ground, back to the mound. Cruz throws a bullet. What a pick by Steiger to get one out. But his relay throw to first in the dirt and into the Hammerheads auxiliary dugout area. And so Santos will get second base. It'll be an error on Steiger that allows the runner to advance to second. Well, what an incredible play by Steiger even to get any out on that throw by Cruz. Might have been harder than any pitch he's thrown on the mound tonight. Spiked it in the dirt, and Steiger somehow able to make the play. Well, Gus charged with his second error of the year. And now Jose Salas with a man at second and one out. And Cruz misses way outside for ball one. Salas has a third of the Hammerheads hits tonight. A couple of doubles down the right field line, including one that brought home a run to break up the shutout in the fifth. The 1-0 off the outside corner, 2-0 on Salas. Joe Boyle made the start in that game for Dayton. Evan Kravitz, another Daytona alumni, followed him. Kravitz gave up 6 runs today. All 6 were unearned. On the leadoff batter, Salas. Swinging away on the 2-0 and grabs enough. Punches it back behind the plate, 2-1. Game 2. Going to get underway, I guess, rather shortly. Out there at Day Air Ballpark. Bryce Bonin, Daytona alumni, expected to make the start. Salas waves and misses at 92 down. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at second, 1 out, top of the 7th. Jupiter holding on to a 1-run, 4-3 lead. Alrighty, has that back leg bent, front leg straight in the 2-2. Got him swinging. Changed it up on him at 85. And Salas, who struck out 4 times last night, down on strikes for the second time today. 2 down in the 7th for Khalil Watson. Put the Hammerheads ahead with a 2-run single to center, the first man Cruz faced. That was after Watson swung and missed badly at the first 2 pitches. And he chases one off the corner, down and away. It is 0-1. So that's your look around the Reds affiliates so far on this Wednesday night. Santos leads off second, the 0-1. And Cruz has that one dart down, 1-1. Jones throws behind the runner at second. But Santos back in there standing. Looks like someone's about to start throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. As Cruz up to 40 pitches on this next toss. The 1-1 hit on the ground right at the second baseman, Reyes. Fields a couple crow hops to his left, and will make the play to end the inning. Hammerheads get a leadoff base runner. Well, can't do anything with it. No runs, a hit, an error, and one man left aboard after six and a half. Time to get up and stretch out those arms and legs in Daytona. Hammerheads a 4-3 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Go to the bullpen for Jupiter as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Edgar Sanchez out after a career-high 11 strikeouts. Currently inscribing something on the downhill slope of the mound. Back towards second base is the new pitcher, the southpaw Chandler Joswal. Finished the season last year in Jupiter after being drafted out of Texas A&M. He'll face Hayden Jones to lead off the seventh inning. And the lefty batter takes outside and low. 1-0. Jones has struck out, flied out to left tonight. Joswal, 5'11", 185 pounds from Brenham, Texas. 1-0. And Jones takes high. Fastball at 89. It is 2-0. Joswal, 23 years old, 13th round pick last year. Former Aggie. Texas A&M in College Station. 2-0. And Jones, a broken back ground ball on a hop to second. To his left, Sanoha. And he makes the play to throw out Jones for the first out of the seventh. Leadoff man retired. Daniel Antigua will dig in 0-for-2 with a couple of Ks. Still looking for his first hit of the year as a right-handed batter. Joswal, this season making his seventh relief appearance. No record, a 4.91 ERA. 8 hits in 7 in a third innings, just 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. Joswal working from the third base side, sets with a cross step towards first. And the lefty's first pitch to Danny, a hard ground ball, fielded on a nice play by the third baseman Rodriguez to his left-hand side. And he'll throw out Danny at first for the second out. Looked like Danny squared that one up. Rodriguez, a good play on the forehand. Rainey Reyes will try and ignite a two-out rally. 1-for-2 today with an infield base hit. Has also hit a ground ball to second. Joswal from the third base side. First pitch to Reyes. Fastball strike chest high 0-1. Joswal pitching for the first time since Saturday. Scoreless inning with a strikeout. Three up, three down against the Cardinals. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning here. Is that one on the inside corner, 0-2, and Reyes stunned at the call. Arms at his sides in disbelief. Joswal has gone three up, three down, actually, in his last two outings, trying to make it three in a row, and he does as Reyes strikes out on the back foot, breaking ball. To end the frame, Chandler Joswal comes out of the bullpen and retires Daytona in order on 7 pitches in the 7th inning. To the business end of this one, still far from over. Jupiter leads 4-3 here from Daytona Beach.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Daytona making a call to the bullpen as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Arguably the smartest man in Daytona Beach, the man who was taking classes at Harvard University a year ago, Owen Holt, taking over on the mound. Kyler Castillo will lead off against him, and Holt misses low. It is 1-0. Castillo 0-3 tonight, rounded out to short as last time, 3-4-5 due up in the inning against the righty. Holt working from the first base side. Minor cross step towards third. And the 1-0 sweeps outside. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, it's two balls and no strikes. Holt standing at 6'2", 228 pounds, 23 years old. From Houston, Texas. 16th round pick last year out of Alvin Community College. And there's a strikeout or half 2-1. Holt last year was pitching at Alvin Community College, taking a full slate of classes there, and also taking a full slate of classes at Harvard, where he started his college career. 2-1. Outside and low, 3-1. Numbers for Owen so far this summer. No record, a 1.29 ERA. Picked up his first professional save last time out. This one driven in the air to center. Back into his right. Jay now slams on the brakes and reaches up above that green cap for the first out. One up, one down for Owen in the eighth. Brady Allen will dig in. Allen 1-3. Singled and scored back in the sixth inning. Holt just 6 hits allowed in 7 innings. 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. 231 opponent average coming into play today. Holt picking up the save in his last outing against the Mets. The only game Daytona won on that road trip. As that pitch down and away. It is 1-0. Final line for Reynaldo Cruz tonight. First appearance for him off the IL. 2 1/3 innings. A run on 4 hits. No walks. 3 strikeouts. Threw a wild pitch. 40 tosses and 25 strikes. The 1-0. Another one drops too far, down and out of the zone. 2 balls and no strikes. Final line for Jupiter starter Edgar Sanchez. Never gave that to you in the bottom of the seventh. 6 innings, 3 runs, all earned on 3 hits. 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. 2-0, up and in, 3-0. Sanchez hit a batter, 83 pitches, 50 strikes, leaves in line for his third win. 3-0 on the righty swinging Allen. Now Holt comes home, and that one just happened to find the bat. Allen checked his swing. It glanced off the handle and went flying to the right on a pitch that very likely would have been ball 4. Holt, not only a baseball player in his time at Harvard, he started his college career as a quarterback on the football team for the Crimson. 3-1 on the inside corner for a strike. Allen thought it was ball four. Took a step towards the first base bag, but realized he had to stay where he was. Christian Rodriguez is on deck for Jupiter. The payoff pitch, and Allen sends one into the Daytona dugout. We'll do it again. It's a weird incident that happened in Major League Baseball earlier today. Was a topic of conversation up here in the press box, and it was probably one of the weirder moments I've ever seen in a baseball game, as Allen strikes out. Off speed up at 82, and Allen fooled by the location and velocity. First strikeout tonight for Owen Holt, and there are two out in the eighth inning for Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 3, reached on an error his first time. Since then, a ground ball to short and a strikeout. But the Diamondbacks and Marlins were playing earlier today in Miami. Eliezer Hernandez started for the Marlins. Madison Bumgarner for the Diamondbacks. First pitch to Rodriguez, low at 94, 1-0. Bases empty, two out, top of the eighth. Jupiter a 4-3 lead as we reach the top of the 9 o'clock hour. A 1-0. That pitch low, 2-0. But after Bumgarner threw in the bottom of the first inning, holds out his left hand so the umpire could check him for foreign substances. And throughout the entire process of Bumgarner getting his hand checked, as Rodriguez swings and misses at a back foot breaking ball, 2-1. But the umpire checking Bumgarner just stared right at Bumgarner the whole time. Is this one inside outed up the third base line, but hooks foul. It's 2-2. I mean, the umpire did not blink, staring right through Bumgarner's skull, and Bumgarner wasn't looking at the umpire at all. He was looking at his hand, and all of a sudden he caught the eyes of the umpire, made nothing of it, and then caught again and realized he kept staring at it. And pick up that story in the bottom of the inning as Rodriguez strikes out on the high fastball to end the frame. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads against Holt in the eighth inning. Good job to bounce back after having some trouble with his command to start the inning. To the bottom of the eighth, top of the lineup coming up. Daytona down a run on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the eighth inning, or bottom of the eighth inning, rather. Daytona trailing 4-3 here on this Wednesday night. Chandler Joswalk back to work, working into a second inning of relief, or just the fourth time this season. First time since his outing on April the 17th. But Daytona will have the top of their lineup due up here to try and draw even and jump ahead. Gus Steiger, Austin Hendrick, Jay Allen II. The three scheduled to bat. Gus 0 for 3, looking to extend his hitting streak. And he takes high for ball one. J. Joe's walk retired the side in order on just seven pitches in the seventh. There is somebody beginning to throw for the Hammerheads out and right. The 1-0. And Steiger laid on the fastball up at 89. It is 1-1. But to continue that story from the top of the inning, the umpire just staring right through the skull of Bumgarner, and Bumgarner finally said, "What gives?" As Steiger swings and misses, and a pitch down and in, 1-2. They're checking Bumgarner's hand after the bottom of the first inning for a foreign substance. And it was like the umpire was just trying to bait Bumgarner into a reaction so he could toss him. And that's exactly what happened as Steiger protects himself on a pitch high and tight and fouls it out away to the right-hand side. But it was one of the most unprofessional things I've ever seen an umpire do. 1-2 hit on the ground right side. Two is left to second baseman Sanoha, having a hurry with Gus's speed. And he makes the quick play for the first out. One down in the eighth inning. Here's Austin Hendrick. Clubbed a home run to dead center. Just to the left of the flagpole. And his last at-bat in the sixth inning. 1-3 tonight. Trying to come through with another big hit to start a rally. And Hendrick fooled on the nifty top-bottom breaking ball. It is 0-1. But yeah, it was just such a bizarre scene in Miami today as Hendrick again waves through the snapdragon. It's one ball, rather no balls and two strikes, excuse me. All the Tortugas right fielder. They play him to pull. Watson stationed up the middle. The 0-2 pitch, and Hendrick drives one to right. Back into his left Castillo, but he'll have plenty of space to make the catch for the second out. Hendrick just missing, barreling that one up. Caught it off towards the end of the bat. And so there are two away in the eighth. And now the baton passed to Jay Allen the second. Jay 0-3, trying to extend his hit streak. Couple fly balls to right and a strikeout. Left-hander at the chest now comes home. And Jay takes a strike. Fastball there at 90. It is 0-1. But the kicker to me is I'm sure there will be no repercussion for the umpire conducting himself the way he did today in Miami as Allen takes another strike 0-2. And that, to me, is the biggest problem with officiating in every major sport across the country. There just is no accountability as time called. If you do something out of line or inappropriate, they have the best unions in sports because there's no culpability. The 0-2, and he gets Allen to spin himself into the ground like a top. Back foot bender again, and Joe's walk picks up his second strikeout. He's retired all six he's faced tonight. And the Hammerheads will keep a one-run lead into the ninth inning. Hammerheads 4, Daytona 3. Owen Holt back to work. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
It's mixed.
Ninth inning we go. Hammerheads in front by a run, 4-3. Six, seven, and eight due up in the inning for Jupiter, Sanoha, Barstad, and Zubia. The three due up in the inning. Hammerheads four runs, six hits, no errors. They have left four tonight. Daytona three runs, three hits, two errors. They have stranded three. Sanoha singled his last time up. 1-for-3 tonight. And the first pitch he sees in this plate appearance off the inside corner. It is 1-0. Righty working from the first base side. Sanoha, crouch stance from the right-hand side as well. The 2-0. And this one fouled out of play to the right. Actually 1-1 on the Hammerhead second baseman. Scoreboard out and left was off by a pitch. Holt at the belt. The 1-1. And Sanoha looks at a breaking ball strike outside corner at 82. It is 1-2. Hammerheads looking to get back above 500 with the win. Daytona trying to rally for their fourth straight home victory. 1-2. And Sanoha tomahawks one out of play, right-hand side. Off towards the pavilion in the Hammerhead clubhouse. It'll stay at 1-2. Darkness surrounding the outside of Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this Wednesday evening. As Sanoha takes high, it's even at 2-2. Lights on here at the stadium. Starting to get a little more humid out here in Florida as we enter the month of May. The 2-2. And he got him swinging. Sanoha stepped in a bucket on that pitch on the inner half. And Owen Holt, his third straight strikeout. One away in the ninth inning for Cameron Barstad. Barstad, 0-for-3, has struck out all three times tonight. There was somebody up and warming down the right field line for Jupiter. Whoever it is has stopped throwing. They must be ready to go for the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Barstad. Fooled on the off-speed pitch. Dropping out of the zone. It is 0-1. Barstad has been a non-roster invitee to Marlins spring training at the major league level before. Sixth round pick in 2018 out of Junipero Serra High School in San Mateo, California, as Barstad can't connect on the pitch down 0-2. He's dealt with injuries, got hurt halfway through his high school senior season. But Marlins still signed him for six figures. Holt looking for another strikeout. The 0-2 is high. Barstad lays off. It's a ball and two strikes. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth for Daytona will be the heart of the order. O'Gwin, Ibarra, and Triana. Owens 1-2 in the dirt. Sliding to the right, Jones. Barstad lays off. It's 2-2. Looks like a tall righty. Up and ready out in right for Jupiter. It hasn't turned around to show his number. And that pitch outside. So from 0-2 to 3-2 for the catcher, Barstad. Hammerhead scored three in the fifth, one in the sixth tonight. Payoff pitch, and Barstad a check swing foul ball toward Daytona's third base dugout. Daytona with two in the fourth and one in the sixth tonight. Lefty batter with an open stance. The payoff pitch again in the dirt, ball four. First base runner against Holt tonight. First time Barstad has reached. And so the Hammerheads have a man on with one out. And now the first baseman, Zubia. Zubia, one of the oldest players in last year's draft. And some motioning towards the Hammerhead first base dugout. Not sure what that was for. I don't believe a pinch runner came on for Barstad at first base. Nope, that is still Barstad there. So, it is Zubia against Holt with a runner on and one out. And there's a strike at 93. Outer half hit is 0-1. Zubia was one of the oldest players in last year's draft. Seventh oldest, according to Baseball America. But they also had an article last year. One underrated draft pick from last year we like from all 30 teams, and he was the guy for the Marlins. Zubia swings and misses at 83. It's 0-2. Home ballpark at the University of Texas, not a home run park. Still showed a lot of pop in college at 11 home runs last year for the Longhorns. 0-2. Down and away. Jones slides to his right to halt it. It's a one and ball and two strikes. Zubia's got an interesting background as well. Was a two-sport star in high school. Like Owen Holt, played quarterback. But originally did not commit and sign his letter of intent to Texas. Who is to Tulane. The 1-2. That one up and in 2-2. David Pierce was the head coach at Tulane. And when Pierce left for Texas, Zubia came along as well. He never played a game in Louisiana at Tulane, but had to redshirt all the same. The 2-2 on the inside corner froze him. Strike three. 92 on the black. Fourth strikeout tonight for Owen, and there are two out in the ninth inning for Anahuates Santos. 0-2 has grounded out, rolled into a fielder's choice, walked and scored a run in that three-run fifth inning. Barstad walked. He's still the runner at first base with two down. Jupiter in front by one. First pitch, the switch hitter in the dirt. Four ball one. Holt, the four strikeouts tonight, one shy of matching a career high. Santos from the left-hand side of the plate, the 1-0. And Holt clips the outside corner at 93. It is 1-1. Santos last year, three different levels in the Marlins system, predominantly in Jupiter. Also played a handful of games in the FCL and at High A Beloit. The 1-1. Missing low. Breaking ball from Holt. Two balls and one strike. As we said before, Daytona will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. Needing at the moment a run to tie and two to win it. Hammerheads trying to tack on. They've got an insurance run at first base and two out. Top of their lineup is on deck. As Santos takes one on the outer half, it's even at 2-2. Santos mad at himself for laying off that pitch. Brett Lockwood up and throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen in case he is needed. Holt at the belt. Now the 2-2 offering. Up and away, ball three. Hasn't had his best command tonight, Owen. 40 pitches, 21 strikes. Jose Salas is on deck. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and he got him swinging. 92 up in the zone. That's the fifth strikeout tonight for Holt. And that ties a career high. Hammerheads get a base runner on the walk. They leave them aboard. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Daytona needs one to tie two for their first walk-off win of the season. Hammerheads making a call to the bullpen. We'll let you know who's on when we return. 4-3 Jupiter here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Going to the bullpen for Jupiter, it is Brett Lockwood's old college teammate, the 6'5 righty Tyler Ekberg. 6'5, 225 from Edina, Minnesota. 24 years old, undrafted free agent signee by the Marlins last year out of Kansas State University. Jamal O'Quinn will lead off against him, as walked, struck out twice. First pitch of the night from Ekberg. Across at 90, it is 0-1. Numbers for Ekberg so far this summer. As he works from the third base side of the mound, and O'Quinn takes a knee-high strike 0-2. Ekberg making his seventh appearance of the year. 1-1, a 1.04 ERA, one save, 9 hits and 8 and 2/3 innings, 2 walks and 10 strikeouts. The 0-2 from Ekberg, and O'Quinn a line drive, base hit into left field, and the tying run is on to start the ninth inning. First hit of the night for Jamal, and now the baton pass to Ruben Ibarra as the ball missed by Ekberg on the return throw to the mound, but didn't get far enough away for anyone to consider advancing as Cameron Barstad out to the mound to go over strategy with Ekberg. Ekberg last pitching on Saturday against the Cardinals. Inning and 2/3 scoreless. One strikeout, did hit a batter, and gave up a stolen base. Earned his first save against the Mets on the 24th of April. With a scoreless ninth inning, struck out a couple batters and gave up a base hit. O'Quinn the tying run at first. Ibarra the winning run at the plate. 0-1 with a hit by pitch and a walk. And Ibarra looks at strike one. Down in the zone at 92. Daytona has not walked off this season. Only had one all of last year. The 0-1. And Ibarra drives one in the air to right, but got underneath it. Castillo to his left. And he'll make the play over that left shoulder for the first out. Everyone in Daytona Beach standing as one as that ball got lifted into the air from Ruben. Hoping it would have enough carry to get out of the ballpark, but just missed it. And so there is one on, one out for Michelle Triana. Triana has brought home two of Daytona's three runs tonight. Had a two-run double to center in the fourth. Has also grounded a second and struck out. Righty against lefty, and Triana checks his swing. Did he go? And appeal to the base umpire. No, he did not. Says Alex Laurie. It is 1-0. Hayden Jones waiting on deck. A 1-0. That one up and away. Two balls and no strikes. And Daytona's lone walk-off win last year in June against Palm Beach in game one of a doubleheader on a base hit by Ivan Johnson. They had six in 2019. The 2-0. And Triana swinging away there, tried to golf one out of the park, but comes up with a bag of air. It's 2-1. Lockwood ready if there is a 10th inning. The 2-1 to Michel. Off the hands towards the third base bleachers. And it's even at 2-2. Daytona jumped out to a 2-0 lead on the Triana double. The Hammerheads scored three in the top of the fifth and haven't looked back. The 2-2. And he got him swinging. Breaking ball up. At tail in on the hands of Triana. And Michel strikes out, and Daytona down to their final out on this Wednesday night. Hayden Jones will be the last line of defense for the moment. 0 for 3, has struck out, fly ball to left, ground ball to second. Jones 2 for 4 last night with an RBI. Ekberg from the shoulders, first pitch. That fastball up on Jones, 1-0. Danny Lantigua, who homered in the late innings last night, would bat should Jones extend this ballgame. A 1-0 from Tyler. And Hayden looks at a strike. Bottom of the zone, 1-1. Some shouts of so what to Hayden from the third base dugout. Trying to keep him mentally locked in at the dish. The 1-1. And Jones brushed back up and in with a breaking ball. 2-1. Seen Ekberg have some sharp break on a ball up in the zone in the 80s. Gotta be careful with that if he hangs it. 2-1. Jones hits it hard but very foul out of play. Off side of it by the light stanchion adjacent to Daytona's clubhouse. And off towards the Halifax River. And now Daytona down to their final strike. O'Gwynn led off the inning with a base hit to left. Since then, a fly ball to right and a K. Ekberg looking for another to end it. The 2-2. And Jones grabs enough to stay alive. Reminder, fans, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to our Bud Light Thirsty Thursday matchup tomorrow. Hunter Parks expected to make his first home start this season. 2-2 the count. The righty fires. Jones line drive left field coming on. Getting there in time and leaping for some reason at the last second. Santos, but he makes the play and that'll do it as the Hammerheads win it tonight by a final 4-3. Daytona got the tying run aboard in the ninth. Hayden Jones, a tap on the rear end to one of his buddies. About to go through the Marlins handshake line, the Hammerheads handshake line on the hill. So, Daytona, a valiant effort again this evening, but the Hammerheads able to outmaneuver them to come away with the win. 4-3 here on May the 4th. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the recap report. As we said, Hammerheads back over 500. Daytona's three-game home win streak has been snapped. Back with more after these messages.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return at Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drinks special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona, another tough one tonight as they fall by one at home to the Hammerheads 4-3. Hammerheads with the win, improving it to 12-11. Daytona dropping to 10-13 with the loss. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Julian Aguiar made the start for Daytona. It was the right-hander Edgar Sanchez on the bump for the Hammerheads, and a scoreless ball game carried until the bottom of the fourth inning. That's when Daytona broke through against the righty Sanchez, and it all started with a two-out walk to Jamal O'Gwin. On the very next pitch to Ruben Ibarra, he was hit in the back with a breaking ball, and so the Tortugas had two on and two out. And then on the next pitch after that, Michel Triano, who came into the day 2-for-26 with runners in scoring position, rips a double over the head of the center fielder. Both runs scored, and Daytona had a 2-0 lead, but unfortunately, the lead was not very long-lived. In the fifth, very similarly against Aguiar, first two batters of the inning retired. Zach Zubia earns a walk. Then Anahuete Santos walks as well. So Aguiar, who had only walked three guys all season entering that inning, walks back-to-back batters with two outs and then gives up a double down the right field line as Salas made it a 2-1 game. Santos was held at third. That was it for Aguiar. Reynaldo Cruz entered, activated off the injured list today. Got Watson to swing and miss at the first two pitches, then missed with his third offering. And then Khalil Watson, with arguably the play of the game, comes through, grounds one back up the middle for a base hit in his center. Both runners, Santos and Salas, scored on the two-run knock. And the Hammerheads had taken a 3-2 lead in the sixth against Cruz. They would add on. Brady Allen led off the inning with a base hit up the middle. Took second on a wild pitch. And then after Christian Rodriguez struck out, Javier Sanoja singled to center and gave the Hammerheads a 4-2 lead. Daytona answered, got that run back in the bottom of the inning. First pitch of the frame, Austin Hendrick homered to dead center field. His fifth of the year, made it 4-3. Daytona, though, would not get a man into scoring position the rest of the night. They got a two-out walk in that frame from Ibarra and a leadoff base hit by O'Gwin in the ninth. But that was all as the Hammerheads hang on and win it by a 4-3 final score. Edgar Sanchez, the winner. He improves to 3-0. Three runs on three hits in six innings. Two walks, a career-high 11 strikeouts tonight. Julian Aguiar, the tough luck loser. He drops to 1-2. Got off to a marvelous start this evening. Three runs on two hits in 4 2/3. Two walks and five Ks. Tyler Ekberg, a scoreless ninth for his second save. One hit, no walks, and a strikeout. Final line score tonight. Jupiter, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 5. Daytona, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,152 here at the Jack. Let's take a look around the FSL here on this Wednesday evening. See what has happened across the circuit so far tonight as we wait for the scores to patiently load on our screen. Always got to take an account for technology. Man, taking a long time here tonight. But another busy slate of games in the FSL today. St. Lucie hangs on. They defeat the Cardinals by a run at 3-2. They improve to a league best 16-7. Clearwater in a slugfest outduels Dunedin 12-9. Lakeland walking off Fort Myers in 10 innings 4-3. And Bradenton at home tonight, dropping a 1 at home to the Tampa Tarpons. Tampa a 7-5 victory. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, bottom of the fifth inning in Milwaukee, Brewers leading the Reds 6-3. Ronnie Dawson, who ended up getting his contract selected from AAA, homered earlier in the day for AAA Louisville. It was the only run they scored as they beat the Indianapolis Indians 1-0. Double-A Chattanooga, bottom of the seventh. They are up 11-1 on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And High-A Dayton, a doubleheader today against the Lake County Captains. Walk-off winner on a wild pitch in Game 1 in 8 innings, 8-7. Bryce Bonin getting the start in Game 2. That game scoreless in the top of the second inning. Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. A lot of matinees. A getaway day Wednesday for some teams. Diamondbacks winning that bizarre game against the Marlins 8-7 earlier. Tigers and Pirates a doubleheader. Detroit taking the lid lifter 3-2. Pittsburgh taking the nightcap 7-2. Padres and Guardians a doubleheader. San Diego takes game one 5-4. Cleveland walks off in 10 in the nightcap 6-5. Cardinals shut out the Royals 10-0 behind Adam Wainwright. Braves win by a touchdown over the Mets 9-2. It was the Astros over the Mariners 7-2. Rays shut out Oakland 3-0 at the Coliseum. Still scoreless, top of the 10th inning in Philadelphia between the Rangers and the Phillies. Middle of the 8th in Baltimore. The Orioles leading the Twins 9-4. It is the Blue Jays 2 and the Yankees 1 in the bottom of the 8th. Yankees a double-digit game-winning streak. We'll see if Toronto can break that up tonight. Top of the 9th in Boston. Red Sox leading the Angels 4-3. Bottom 6 on the north side of Chicago, White Sox 4 and the Cubs 3. Bottom 5 in Milwaukee, as we mentioned, Brewers leading the Reds 6-3. Bottom 2 in Colorado, Rockies and Nationals scoreless. Austin Gomber, former Palm Beach Cardinal, against Patrick Corbin. And at 10:10, about half hour or so from now, Dodgers and Giants out in Chavez Ravine. Tony Gonsolin against the former Red, Alex Wood. Our series continues tomorrow. We'll have a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. $1 draft beer and fountain sodas, or starting at $1 draft beer and fountain sodas at the concession and beer stands all night long. We'll also have live music on the third base Riverwalk pregame by Morgan McManus. Our coverage will begin at 6:50 Eastern time. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Left-hander Justin Fall will get the ball for the Hammerheads tomorrow. 0-2, a 6.75 ERA. Hunter Parks, the Reds' eighth-round pick from last year, expected to get the ball for Daytona. 1-0 with a 4.91 earned run average. That'll do it for us tonight as the Hammerheads take game two of this series by a 4-3 final score. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Frigol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. Again, your final Jupiter 4, Daytona 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night on the radio network or here live in person in Daytona Beach on a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday. Again, a reminder, gates open at 6. Hope to have you with us then, but until the next time, I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.